local law enforcement is going to be hosting a series of community meetings to focus and basically alert the community, I think is maybe a word that has been used to describe how new police reforms have been passed this past legislative session, that maybe some eye-opening circumstances that the community may not have expected. We had Police Chief Steve Crown from Wenatchee. We had Sheriff Brian Burnett on earlier this year, and we were kind of focusing on some of those elements, which were bans on police choke holds, that sort of technique. But there are other changes that are now being implemented. One kind of even came into play, I think, with a recent case of issue of a mental health patient that had been released, stole a rafting bus, and fled police, and they called off the pursuit of that, and that person went on to commit some more devastation to an ex-wife's house, as that story ultimately developed into. But police are going to be explaining here how they're not going to be able to do things that they've done in the past, that they fear the community is going to basically be very startled to know about.
Right.
So let's talk about the police reforms that were passed in the legislature. I don't believe you voted for those, and so I wanted to have you maybe shed a little bit of light on that as well. These meetings will be taking place here soon in our community.
Yes, and these are important meetings. You know, my full support goes out to our local law enforcement. And during the legislative session, when some of these police reform bills were being proposed and being debated and considered upon, I know I've had extensive discussions with the same officials that you were talking about, as well as Douglas County and other city of East Wenatchee and others. So we have had a lot of good discussions. I didn't vote for any of those bills. Not that, you know, I disagree with kind of the spirit of some of those things, but there were really sweeping reforms. There were a lot of details, and I believe there will be significant unintended consequences with the legislation. So the three bills that passed, one was House Bill 1054, dealing with police tactics and equipment. That dealt with the chokeholds, the neck restraints. Also, you know, there was an effort to try to prohibit use of canine dogs as well, although that sort of rolled into sort of this task force. That bill passed, and I voted against it. Another bill was dealing with police use of force, and it would require a bunch of extra trainings and de-escalation tactics and really get the Attorney General involved. And it would also restrict the ways that police could potentially use tear gas during riots and eliminating some of the tools. One of the other bills also limited the amount of or types of equipment, some of the Army-style SWAT equipment that we actually have invested a lot in for City of Wenatchee, as we heard from the police chief here on that bill. And we were able to exempt some of the equipment for our tactical SWAT teams. But some of the other entities that have invested a significant amount in their equipment, the equipment that is intended to keep our law enforcement officers safe, they're saying, you know, they don't want that being used anymore. And then there's also a bunch of new oversight of police efforts and ways to sort of decertify police, you know, that are, you know, it's people's livelihoods, how they feed their families. And I guess when it comes down to it, Dave, you know, I totally support having a fair justice system and responsible law enforcement officers, but we got to be really careful about the things that are some of these things that have been proposed and are now being implemented that undercut our law enforcement officers. These men and women, very courageous, put on a Kevlar vest every day to do their jobs. It's a very, very dangerous job. And some of these pieces of legislation are now new bills because the governor signed them and now they have now gone effective, are actually going to potentially force these courageous law enforcement officers to second and third guess themselves when they're out there trying to keep themselves safe, trying to keep the others safe, and as well as the community. So I didn't support those bills. I think they went way too far. And I wouldn't be surprised in future sessions if there are adjustments and hopefully improvements and fine tuning to make some of those laws better. But there are going to be some unintended consequences, and one of which I believe over the long term potentially could really discourage young men and women from pursuing law enforcement as a career. Because if you have the options now that I can be a teacher, I can go into law enforcement, or I can go into private business, and I think potentially people are going to choose some other options. And the irony of it all, Dave, is that some of these laws that are intended to keep us safer are actually could have the potential of making us less safe. And that's a big concern of mine. So I'm thankful that Sheriff Burnett and others are having these community conversations, because people need to know what the legislature just approved and what the potential adverse effects could be.
Well, it also has EMS services concerned as well, because they rely on law enforcement who may otherwise now be leaving scenes, and EMS are not going to be able to do their job in certain situations as well. So it's becoming a very complicated situation as a result of these new rules, and folks will be hearing more as a result of these community meetings as we hear from law enforcement about how they say their hands are going to be tied or restricted, and their ability to respond, and the kinds of things that they'll just have to be forced to back away from in certain situations.
So there could be ripple effects, could be unintended consequences. Hopefully there'll be some improvements, and hopefully we could all acknowledge them. Maybe some of these additional trainings could be helpful. But I just think our community, fortunately, our community is very supportive of our local law enforcement. And this is some listeners might be thinking, well, what can I do? Well, one of the things you can do is when you see a law enforcement officer, thank them. You know, thank them for the job that they do. And, you know, it's a dangerous job. The crime rates are actually increasing. I don't know necessarily in Wenatchee, but, you know, statewide, the burglary rates are up. The human trafficking is up. Vehicular issues and other prowls. I mean, a lot of these crime statistics are up. So these folks are hopefully going to be able to somehow overcome all this and continue to keep us safe.